I grew up in Vietnam. I came here 8 years ago, and I grew up really poor country, and I lived with my grandparents because my mom and my dad, they had to work, and then they couldn't afford to have me. So I lived with my grandma and my grandpa. In Vietnam, they have mass in the morning really early. They have mass at 4:30 a.m. in the morning. And my grandma, she always wakes me up at 4 in the morning, every day. And then I hated it. I hated it so much. I told grandma multiple times, like, no, I don't want to be in the church at 4 in the morning. And then you know that you have to wake up, and that you have to wash your face, to brush your teeth with a cold water. We don't have a hot water over here like we have right now. When I got here 8 years ago, I was shocked that we can have a hot water every time, especially in the morning. That is the first story, being thankful. The second story, you know that I am helping a lot at the nursing home. And then this story, maybe you know the story already, but at Rocky Mountain Nursing Home, Quincy and Wadsworth. That location, I came to anoint a lady. And then after the anointing, I left, and then I passed by the community room, and I saw the people were watching TV. And then there was a lady stopped me, and then she asked me, "Father, would you help me? Would you help us with masses and sacrament in this building?" And I came home, and I pray, and I talked to Father Matt. And then 1 week later, we had first mass ever for that nursing home. During mass, when she received Holy Communion, I gave her the Holy Communion, the body of Christ. She received it, and then she closed her eyes and look at me right now. I know you want to close your eye, but look at me right now. She closed her eye and she said, it's been so long, it's 2 years already. Again, it's been so long, God, my God, it's been so long, it's been 2 years already. She cried because she couldn't receive the Holy Communion for 2 years. That is the second story, being thankful. Two stories I want to lead to my point today, for my 2 points today in my homily. The first point, Eucharist as a thanksgiving. Brother and sister, I think sometimes in our lives, we have so often you receive the Holy Communion. So often you have a hot water in the morning, and sometimes we don't realize that at all. When I got here 8 years ago, I was shocked because I can have a hot water every day. I was shocked about that. And you know that the rest of the world, they don't have that like we have over here. Sometimes I just bring the back of being thankful. I want you to say thank you to God today. When you receive Holy Communion, maybe you receive the Holy Communion daily, or maybe you really receive God Himself weekly. But some people in nursing home, they have no idea how to receive it. My God, it has been so long. It has been so long, 2 years already. The lady remembered the last time she received the Holy Communion. And sometimes we're just forgetting about that. We receive the Lord so easy. We receive Him because He's available. Mass is everywhere. Littleton is a couple of churches. Denver is multiple. And we can receive Him easily. Go to the church and receive Him. And that's it. But the people, and maybe people in nursing homes, maybe in another country, they don't have Mass often. They don't have Holy Communion often. And brother and sister, Eucharist as a thanksgiving. I want you to say thank you to God today when you receive the body and blood of Jesus himself today. In the moment, you will receive both species, the body and the blood. And I want, maybe today you can tell him, it's been a week already. It's been a week already. My God, thank you. Thank you, God, for that gift. Thank you, God, for your body and blood. Thank you, God, for Mass. Thank you, God, for my family, for my husband, for my wife, for my children, for my mom, for my dad. Everything you can say thank you. Maybe being thankful this week. Maybe you go home today, you open the hot water and you say thank you. How about that? I did not have that for 27 years. No kidding. I have no hot water in the morning. If I want to have a hot water, I have to boil it to have a hot water to wash my face. I'll be honest with you. And for the rest of my country in Vietnam, they don't have that. And I was like shocked, like I have that every day. Right now. And right now, cold water in the morning, I cannot handle the cold water anymore. You know, like how, of course, I don't want to say like how spoiled we are, but we are blessed by God himself. And then you know my story, like Walmart, Costco, Sam, you have everything in U.S. For the rest of the world, they don't have. They don't have. Believe me, if you don't believe me, go to the like another country, Asian country, African countries. They don't have a hot water for washing face. No, that is a fancy thing to do. That is a fancy thing to have. And maybe we don't feel that way, right? Because it's so easy to access to that. Because it's so easy to receive the body and blood. Because it's so easy. Now I want to raise the, like, be aware of that. Being thankful, Eucharist, as a thanksgiving. The second point from my homily today, Eucharist as a divine nourishment. And brother and sister, we need food. I need food. You need food. Everyone needs food. We need water. Everyone needs water. Our souls will be exactly the same. Our souls need the divine food, food from heaven. Eucharist as a nourishment for human beings. When the Lord, when the Lord, he descended into heaven, he left us the sacrament. The sacrament is so important. The holy body and blood of Jesus himself is so important. I'll be honest with you. A lot of people ask me, hey, Father Anthony, how can I protect myself from evils out there? Evil spirits out there a lot. How can I protect myself? I told them one word only, sacraments. Sacraments mean the confessions. Sacrament means the Eucharist. Sacrament means being with God. Because whenever you receive him, you receive God himself. No kidding. Brother and sister, no kidding at all. How that happened? That God allows himself that you can eat him. Of course, you know what I mean. His body become our food. His body become our divine food. And the more you are, like, you are what you eat, right? I know. But the more you receive him, the more you are becoming like him. The more, like, you are receive the Holy Spirit at your baptism. Baptism makes you to be a temple of the Holy Spirit, God's presence in your life. However, the more we receive the Eucharist, the more you receive Jesus himself, the more you are protected, the more you are safe, the more you are holy. Why? Because we are what we eat. No kidding. Yeah, that's it. Like, we become like God himself. The more we receive him, the more we in that communion. And then God, the Holy Trinity, will be present for that moment so that you will receive God in your hands or in your tongue. Or when you receive Him, I want you to know that in front of you, little tiny host, is the Holy Trinity, God Himself forever. No kidding. And then in heaven, you will see Him again. Same God from all eternity. Same God in heaven. Same God at the creation. And the same God in front of you. And then the same God, like the lady, my God, it has been so long, it has been so long, 2 years already. Maybe that is your prayer today. Maybe God, I want to receive you. I want to be with you. I want to be holy. I want you to commit my life to you. I want to avoid my sins because I'm so sorry about that. But I want you to deserve you because you deserve holiness of my life. Maybe you, when you receive Him today, maybe aware of that. Maybe just raise in your mind that, like, hey, this is God Himself, tiny but powerful. That God that are in your hand, who created everything from the first moment of creation, who created like the earth, the universe, yourself, and then now He's in front of you. And now in the moment, I will raise the host up to God the Father, and then I will bless that host. And then I want you to offer everything to that, because a small, tiny host, that's everything. Everything is God. God is everything. And then that's the moment I want you to maybe worship Him. Maybe be aware of that. Maybe being thankful about that. Because we don't have that often. Because a lot of people, they don't receive God Himself often. And you are with me. We can receive God Himself. Eucharist as a thanksgiving. And Eucharist as a nourishment. I think it's so important. I think God allows us to be like Him in the Eucharist. Solemnity today, the most holy body and blood of Jesus Himself. We pray for that gift. We pray that whenever we receive Him, we receive the Holy Trinity. We receive the soul, the body, and the divinity of Jesus Himself. And I want you to say thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for hot water when you go home. Thank you for the food. Thank you for the cars. Thank you for your wife. Thank you for your husband. Thank you for your whatever. You see, I can name it. You can name it for the rest of your life. Being thankful for that gift, especially you will receive Him today. That's all I have. Eucharist as a thanksgiving and Eucharist as a nourishment.